of police for not acting earlier.
The police commanders underestimated the threat Monas posed. This was partly because they were not given a complete and balanced picture of the available intelligence, partly because they placed undue reliance on the consultant psychiatrist.
However, he did stress police weren't responsible for the hostage deaths. Now, 2GB Sydney court reporter Gil Taylor is with us. He was in court today. Hi, Gil. So what are we looking at here? A whole bunch of mistakes, systemic mistakes, are we?
Well, Larry, we are looking at mistakes, and the coroner was very clear at the beginning of his inquest findings. Of course, he's respecting the emotional investment of all concerned here, but he did praise the police who stormed the cafe, blames the deaths of Katrina Dawson and Tory Johnson squarely on Man Monas, not the police that stormed the cafe, but systems used, I suppose, to sort of collate it neatly for your listeners. Came under scrutiny, and we have to remember that officers are reacting to protocol. So obviously a number of those protocols are going to have to be reviewed. That was the outlay of most of his recommendations. So the actual officers that were acting on orders, he found no fault at all. But he did say that at 2:03 a.m. when Monas fired his first shot, which was over the head of escaping hostages, Coroner Michael Barnes said that that would have been the time to activate the emergency action plan and storm the cafe as they did 10 minutes later. But by then, Tory Johnson had been shot. He said that 10 minutes by the time that elapsed was too long.
The other thing that stands out here, Gil, is that the coroner was saying that the snipers were unduly restricted. In other words, they didn't believe that shooting at Monas would be lawful. Is that the way it is? Am I interpreting it correctly?
You are. That is correct. They wouldn't have had a legal shot. And in any event, even if they did, the windows for the Link Cafe, it's a former bank, and the windows were shatterproof. So their shots probably wouldn't have gone through the windows anyway, but you're quite correct in that estimation. So one sniper that said, I do have a shot of him at the moment. I think the response was along the lines of they couldn't be sure that Monas wouldn't have set up one of the hostages wearing his bandana in any event, so they didn't want the sniper to take the shot. But you are right about those legal ramifications. So despite the extraordinary nature that a siege is, snipers are bound by ordinary policing policies. That could be something that perhaps comes under scrutiny and could be open for discussion. Re-legislation and everything else, but a lot of things, Larry, had to have been unpacked at this inquest, and the nuances are many. And the coroner went to great lengths to explain that certainly, while we can't put ourselves in the shoes of the hostages, nor can we for the police that were on the ground. And he said hindsight's a wonderful thing, and lawyers expressing views on how it should have been handled did so from the comfort of a courtroom, rather than, obviously, the siege venue.
All right. Gil, thank you so much. That is Gil Taylor, court reporter for 2GB in Sydney. It is 5:23.